I feel privileged, mate. I feel like I'm in with the cool kids for the first time.
Well, welcome to our humble abode. We would have tidied it up had we've known that you were coming in this morning, so.
Oh, it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. I must admit, all the, you know, the cake making you've been doing and stuff, you can see the utensils out being used, so it's good to see.
Yeah, we're just lazy. We haven't washed them up yet.
You need the secretary. Have they not got you the secretary yet?
Not yet. That's coming. I think that's going to be somebody else's job to do that, clean that up. We'll wait until they start so they can clean that stuff up.
We'll wait until the big boss for Queensland arrives next week on Tuesday. Ken, you're washing up duties, mate.
He'll be the receptionist from now on. Hey, Taz, it's great to see you, mate. I know we've had a bumper 2020 when it comes to, when I say bumper, not in a great way, but a bumpy, I should say, year for 2020. How are we looking 2021-wise for the Mackay region, tourism-wise?
Yeah, very good, actually. I must admit, you know, we've got a very resilient industry and they've done very well. Any opportunity that's come about, they've grabbed it with two hands. We've just come off of 2 weeks of school holidays plus then two long weekends. So we know it's been pretty good over the last month or so. And the industry's really done pretty well. If you go out to our Cape Hillsborough, that's doing very well as well. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there having a look at that experience too. So it's been pretty good. And this week we're the under 20 Australian Basketball Championships here in town. So a lot of people are here for that. Wow. And they're out and about having a look around. So, yeah.
So there's different types of tourism dollars that are coming into Mackay, like the fishing mecca. It's starting to become like a must-do when it comes to fishermen.
Well, Steve Starling was here the other day, and he said a lot of people are coming to Mackay to do our fishing, you know?
Yeah, it's very well known for, I mean, this, if you want your meat along Barrow, which is a trophy these days, this is where you go to. So we know we own that space. We know we own the fishing. We've got the net-free fish zone. We only one of three in Queensland. We've got all the dams as well. So, yeah, we've got the premier destination for fishing as well. So, but then you get couple that in with events and everything else that's going on and...
Yeah, it's looking very good. This is why we live here.
Let's talk about Keswick Island as well. There's some great improvements and some exciting news from Keswick Island too.
Yeah, so we're looking at doing a day trip out to there at the end of the month, and we'll be putting that on as part of Mackay Tourism, working with Keswick Island as well. So we're thinking about around about the 29th of May, but we haven't locked that in quite yet. But if we get it right, we might be able to do that more permanently and look at doing it, you know, once a week or even more than that. So it's looking pretty good at the moment. We want access to those islands, so get out there for a day, have a day on Basil Bay. And you'll be able to do stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking, have a good look around, bit of a snorkeling on the Great Barrier Reef, and then head back home that day.
There's a lot of people in Mackay that live here and have been here for 10, 20, 30 years, have never been to Keswick Island. And it's like literally, what, 20 minutes away?
Yeah, I think it's about 16 nautical miles, so it's not very far at all. So really, we want them out there and, you know, we've been asking for a long time to have access to these islands. You know, now it's time to support it. So get out there, you know, enjoy it. We've got Red Cat coming on at the end of the year, so around about September, October-ish. And hopefully we'll see these products really starting to take off.
Looking forward to it. And of course, we've got listeners on Keswick who call us quite often and they say, we want people to come and enjoy and see what we've got to offer. So it's exciting news. Thanks for the update, mate, as always. And you're welcome to the studio every couple of weeks. How's that sound from now on?
I'm in. Right. Do I get the cake every week this week?
Not the cake, but you can do the dishes. How's that sound?
I can do that.
And you can be the receptionist from now on.
And you've got to bring in coffee for us as well every time.
So I don't mind that idea.
I was going to say, that's the rule. Usually Amanda Cam, everyone else brings us a coffee. Where's your coffee today, mate? I'm just kidding. Hear that again on our podcast now, or maybe I'm not. TripleM.com.au, Jay and Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.